Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that explores what's new with nonprofit organizations in our part of the state, brought to you in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, we spoke to a group that recently brought the idea of a time bank to Delaware County.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me are four people who are involved in the Muncie Time Bank. And first off, I think we should probably go down the line and introduce ourselves and tell us what you do with the time bank.
I'm Gary Dodson, and I'm the treasurer and a board member for the Muncie Time Bank.
I'm Jill Cherub, and I'm the coordinator for the Muncie Time Bank.
I'm Netta Arafat, and I'm a board member.
Hi, my name is Tanya Side. I'm a member of the Time Bank and also the Facebook page manager.
What exactly is it? Let's start with you, Jill.
Well, the Muncie Time Bank is a way of giving back to your community services. As we all know, volunteering is a big part of Muncie. But in a time bank, you actually receive services back. It's a level playing field where every hour that you give to somebody by helping them with a service, you bank an hour of time credit. And then that time credit can be spent with anybody in the time bank. It doesn't have to be a one-on-one exchange, however it can be.
So where did the idea come from to start the time bank?
Well, my friend Mary Dollison and I have always worked with youth, and we were interested in getting youth more involved in volunteering, but kids like getting things in return. So I started doing a lot of research on what other communities are doing, and I found out that time banking is all around the world. It's in all 50 states. It's not new. It's been around for 40 years. And so we just decided, you know, Muncie is such a caring and giving community that we thought it should work here.
How long has the time bank been around in Muncie, and how many people are currently participating?
We started the time bank. We started getting our first members back in the fall, and is now up to, we've just passed the 100 member mark. So that's a good thing, but we want that to grow to hundreds and hundreds of members, because that's the way that time banks really function well, is to have lots of members and therefore lots of services offered, services requested.
Tanya, can you talk a little bit about maybe something that you have offered or something that you've received through the Muncie Time Bank?
Well, one of the very first requests that I made was for help raking leaves. And in fact, my first exchange was really positive because it was with Netta Arafat sitting right next to me.
Thank you.
We had the best time getting to know each other at the same time as getting a job done that I certainly don't look forward to. I knew Netta a little bit through a mutual friend, but it was really so pleasant to have the chance to enjoy a sunny fall day, get a chore done, and make a new friend in the process.
Yes, me too. I really absolutely enjoyed it.
Netta, can you talk a little bit about why you wanted to be involved with the Muncie Time Bank?
Yeah, I actually come from the Middle East, from Jordan, and back home we have extended families, and we very often rely on one another to get things done. So when I came to America, there are smaller families. You can't get as many things distributed around
sure.
the table. So when I found out about time banking, I thought, what a wonderful way to also, you know, reciprocate. And I like the idea of getting something in return for what you're giving. And I really love the idea of there not being classist segregation of people's efforts. I like the idea that every effort is important and equally important if you desire it.
I think another one of the things we should clarify is that a lot of folks think of time banks as being essentially bartering and a one-to-one, and Jill mentioned this earlier, but it's important to emphasize that having lots of members means you might never get anything back from someone that you did something on their behalf,
sure.
and that's fine. That's why the time bank is a network of people, that exchanges are not just one-to-one.
Were you surprised at the number of abilities, offers, things that people were willing to give? What were some of kind of the unique ones that you've noticed?
Lots of artistic people who
yes.
offer help with instructions
wow.
or even doing art for others, gardening help.
Mm-hmm. And some you may never find, even if you had all the money in the world. We have a photograph restorer.
Wow.
That's true.
Yes, and a gardener who gives her cane out. Well, don't give it, but I have hours. Like, I calculate things in terms of how much time it takes me to cut them and dig them out. So I say for every four cana bulbs, I'd like 1 hour in time banking.
Wonderful. I understand that there are also community events to kind of get people excited about the Time Bank. I know there was recently a potluck. Is that right, Tanya?
That certainly is. And one of the wonderful things I think about going to a potluck is suddenly the names that you've seen on the website, the people who are making the offers and requests, become real people. You understand a little bit better where they're coming from, why they joined the Time Bank, and what their gifts are that they would like to offer and the kinds of requests that you can make in return.
How does it make you feel about the community to see all of this come together? It's one thing to have an idea. It's another to see that idea then thrive in your community. What does that tell you about the community in which you're living?
For me, from a creative point of view, it makes me feel like I'm looking at a photograph that was black and white in the terms that I see my community in very simplistic and nationalistic ways in which define people by their income or their status classes or their nationalities. It's a black and white painting. But then when Time Bank comes into play, it comes into color suddenly because you start to get to know people from all kinds of ways, from their talents to their likes and dislikes, to their characteristics, to their humor, and so on and so forth. So your members around you in your community can become much more interesting.
I'll just follow that with something we've discovered that we hear from all Time Banks, that it takes it away from the other kind of volunteering and charitable things we do, which are wonderful in themselves, obviously, but it kind of puts people into groups of the givers who are giving, who are volunteering, giving the charitable thing, and receivers. And this is a mix of everybody. Everybody in the Time Bank is a giver because everybody participates in a way that they give in order to get something back. And that's another way that it's equalized.
So if I have, you know, a lot of skill, say in organization or, you know, web things or Facebook or those, that is another way to get involved.
We would like more Time Bankers to become involved in the administration process.
And if you're an extrovert and you love to go to like Living Lightly Fair, mm-hmm, or any of those, we have a little table where you
gotcha.
Would, they bank all those hours for handing out flyers. And we call those people Time Bank ambassadors.
Nice.
And they bank all those hours. So yes, those are the kinds of things that we are critical.
Okay, so someone has decided that yes, this is something they want to be involved with. What do they need to do to make that happen?
When you go to the MuncieTimeBank.org website, mm-hmm, there's a button there to click for become a member. There's absolutely no fees involved. We have no dues. This is all based on time, not based on money. So it's free to join. We do have two requirements of members, and that is that they must attend an orientation. That's no more than an hour one time, so they can learn how to use the software. And secondly, we do ask people to sign a waiver of liability, which is just standard practice for any association such as this. And that's all there is.
Well, I thank you so much for joining me today on Community Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. To listen to past episodes and find more information about the Muncie Time Bank, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.